Rabbi said today's daf is daf Kuf Beis. We're holding the top line of Kuf Beis.
We're Kuf Alfif
We're fine. Kuf Beis. Daf Kuf Beis. On the right of the Kav Shaloi. So on daf Kuf Beis. Before we begin, as you'll recall, yesterday, Ariel was somewhat concerned about the fact that the Gemara told us that you're not allowed to be loichesh al hamaka, and the reason is because said Rabbi Yochanan, you're roikik ba, because the way the minhag was for those that were lochesh, that said this incantation, what did they do? They used to be roikik ba, and they were maske shem shemayim al harakika. They were maske the shem shemayim, and therefore, it's a tremendous bizoyan. What was the shem shemayim? Because the Mishnah quoted, so therefore, since they're going to do rakika, a spit, and then after that they're going to say the Shem Hashem, so then there's going to be some sort of relationship between the two, and that's a bizoyin, a metunish. Fine. So our good friend Ariel pointed out, but there are many that have the custom in Aleinu to go and spit out, and isn't that problematic? So I told you that this is dealt with in the Poskim. We shouldn't think that this is some sort of modern-day minhag. It's brought in Kuf Ayin Tes, Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, Seif Ches, in a Yeridea, and specifically the Taz. So interestingly enough, the Yeridea itself deals with our Gemara, which says, Haloichish al hamaka oy al hachoyle v'roikeik v'yachekach koyri posik min ha-toyra. Ein loy chelik loy lama ba. As we state in the Mechaber. This is Hilchos Ma'onein u'mechashef. That's why it's dealing with lachash, it's dealing with incantations. Then the Turizov, otherwise known as the Taz, so he brings this halacha. Then he continues on. Hatam, the kimen de mazker shem shemayim al rakika, have a bizoyin chas v'sholem, valkein. So he says that the reason why the spittle during Aleinu before Vanachnu Koirim is because we're not doing the Rekika on the Vanachnu Koirim, we're doing it on the words before that. And we're doing the rakika then. That's so that ultimately is faked. That's a kavod shemayim. So after we go and spit on the oivdi gilulim, and then we say, so that's just the opposite. It's not chas v'sholem bizoyin of Hashem. Faked. It's giving kavod to the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's what the Turi Zov says. And this is brought l'alocha also by the Beir Hetev down below, that he brings from this Pesach Tshuva, that this was a minig in many Mekoymas, to say it in that form. Now, this of course belongs to the Bes Medrash, therefore I was able to just read it. There's a Sefer Pesach Tshuvas on Orach Chaim, which is from a Mechaber Bezman Hazeh, and he brings this Taz, and then he also brings from many other later Achrayim, that there's a greater interpretation of this, he says that the word varik is bigematria varik, ve vav is 6, resh is 200, that's 206, then yud is 10, so that gets you to 216, and then you have kuf, which is another 100, which is 316, right? Varik is 316. And he says the gematria of the word, remember that, 316, right? 316?
Yeah.
And then the name of Yoshka in Hebrew is Yeshu. Yeshu is Yud is 10, Shin is 310, and Vav is 316. So therefore, Varik, they specially took that word Varik. Remember, Amir was upset yesterday. Varik just means nothingness, empty. They took the word Varik because that's the same gematria as Yeshu. Continuing on, he's not bringing it up, he's bringing this from earlier Achrayim that say this. Varik is Begematria Yenagot, and then it says, now we say El El Lo Yeshia. However, there's another Gersa, Lo El El Yeshia. Lo El Lo Yeshia. Right? Okay. Shehim Mishtach Lo Hel Varik, Uli El Lo Yeshia. So now if you take the word Lo El Loi, Lael is Lamed Aleph Lamed, that's 61. Two Lameds and Aleph, 61. Then Loi is another Lamed Aleph, is another 31. 61 and 31 is 92. He says that goes and that's Meramis to the other religion. Now I was wondering to myself that how could that be the other religion? So it must be Muhammad. So Muhammad is Mem Hey Mem Dalet. Mem and Hey is 45, and Mem Dalet is another 44. That's 89. It's not 92. Ah, so then these are Tuchzeyit, because they don't pronounce it with a Hey, they pronounce it with a Ches. So if you do Mem Ches Mem Dalet, Mem Ches is 48, Mem Dalet is again 44, 92, and that's the Lo'el Lo Yeshia. So therefore, when these words were put together, we shouldn't think, oh, okay, you know, it's so just random. A throw in. There was a lot of depth.
Nothing is random.
And nothing is random. And therefore, the censors of yesteryear, many of them, unfortunately, were Gishmati Jews, Jews that never went off the derech, and so they realized what's immersed in these holy words, and therefore they took them out of old Sidurim, but in more modern days, many Sidurim, they've restated them, or reinstated them. But that's the reason why there was the custom, and still continues in many communities, to go and spit out at that point, because we're talking about those two religions, which caused a lot of trouble for the Yidden over the generations, and even today we know about the Sinas Yisrael throughout the world. He brings that there were some that even when Noyeg, that they would go and Shehei Mishtachel Hel Barik Mispal El Yeshia Yimach Shemom V'Zichra, that they would put that into the davening as well. So that's Piskei Tshuvos. Thank you. This is all because of you, because Ariel, that you asked this question. How do we do that Rekika? Because it's not a Bizoyin Fakert, it's a COVID that we say.
Maybe you'll send that around to the.
If you want me to, I'll be happy.
A chance.
So the Gematria is Hevel Varik.
Yes.
So that's 300.
Okay, let's start again. Varik. Vav is 6. Reish is 206. Yud is 216.
Yeah.
And then Kuf is
316.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Good, 316. Yeshu is Yud, Shin, Vav.
Okay.
Right? Shin is 300, and Yud and Vav is another 16. So therefore, Varik is Yeshu.
I got it. Yeah.
And then it says afterwards, Le'el Loi Yeshia, Le'el Loi together is 92, and Machmad Mem Ches Mem Dalet is also 92. It's good?
Okay.
Fine. And now we get back to our Gemara of today, Daf Kuf Beis. We're holding the top line, V'af Achia Hashiloini To'a. Now what is this all about? We're in the middle of discussing Yerovam ben Nevat. And it says about Yerovam ben Nevat that he was able to go and deceive and cause many in Klal Yisrael to go and follow him. What did he do? We'll do just a very quick review of the last few lines of Kuf Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara, six lines from the bottom, quotes a pasuk. He first took counsel, and then he established the two agolim, one all the way in Basel and one in Don. Now skip to my vayivoetz, four lines from the bottom. When he was taking counsel of all these people and getting their haskama, he had Rasha and Tzadik sitting next to one another. And he said to them, are you willing to go and sign your approval in anything that I do? Yes, we'll see in the Gemara a little bit later here on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph that Yerovam ben Nevat was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And as a result, he was considered to be one of the Gedoyli Hadar. And if a grace of God says, will you sign on anything I do? Of course. I'm sorry?
Almost being the king.
Well, that was the reason why he was getting these Haskamas, to become king. He wasn't king yet. So are you willing to sign in everything? Yes, hen. Omalahu, Malkabin al Mahavi, I want to be king. Will you sign that? Omalahan, yes, fine. Kol damin al Khuabdisu, anything that I ask you, Omalahan, yes. Afil Miflach Avoidis Kechov, even to go and serve Avoidis Zara. Omalay Tzadik, remember that Tzadik was sitting next to Russia. Tzadik said, no, doshenisht. Ad kan uim Bishabas Agadl, or Bishabas Parshas Achoydish. We're not going to go beyond that. Avoidis Zara, chas Vishov. So Omalay Russia, the Tzadik, the Russia was sitting right next to him and says, come on, so gadaita de gavra kirovim palach levoidis kachom. Do you really think he's going to go and tell us we should do avoidis zara? Chas v'shalom, Yerovam is such a great person. Element sinuhu de kaboy. He's just trying to go and be menasa. He's trying to test us. Ikablisu lememre, whether we'll be makabu. And As a result, the tzaddik said, you know what, you got a good point. Of course, he's going to have, with this grace of God, he's going to go and tell that Kenny sign. So therefore, they signed and they said, hen, even though they realized we're talking about avodah zarah, but come on, this is just to test us.
What are they signing? Just blind loyalty?
Blind loyalty, exactly right. And as a result, he had enough chasimus and he became the king. The af, top of the yom, no? The af achia hashiloini to. Achia Shalini was a Novi, and he made the same mistake, V'chosam, and he also signed on that same document, Tap Rashi. He signed To'a B'dover D'sovel N'Nisiyinu Asi, that he was just testing him, V'chosam O'isam Aisei, Taka signed, like all the others signed. And the Gemara said, why? D'hoyeyu Tzadika Rabba Hava, because Yehu was a famous tzaddik who lived at that time, and ultimately he became king subsequently, and he was a tzaddik rabba. And since Yehu signed, therefore he achi Sheloini signed. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, Yem Hashem El Yehu Yana Sher Tivoisa Lasis Ayosha Beinai Kol Hashem Belvavi Asisa LeBeis Achav Bnei Reviim Yeshu Lecho Al Kisei Yisra. Yehu initially was a big general, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu through achi Sheloini sent him a message that I want you to go and destroy Achav and the Beis Achav. And Yehu, being very loyal, that's exactly what he did. And therefore Hashem promised him, because you devastated the whole Beis Achav. How many Beis Achav? Achav had 70 children. He killed not only Achav, but also the 70 kids. And therefore it says in the Pasuk, V'yem Hashem al Yehu, Yam Asher Tivoy Salasis. You did the good thing. Hayosha Be'enai. Exactly what I wanted you to do. K'chol Hashem L'vavi Yosisa. Everything that I requested. L'Beis Achav. And what happens, because of that I'm going to give you the schar b'nei revi'im, yeshu l'cho al kisei Yisrael. You're going to be zoicha to have your einik l'cho, ir einik l'cho, they're going to go and sit on the kisei Yisrael, meaning to be melech in klal Yisrael. That's one pasuk. The pasuk right after that, again in Melachim Beis, says, v'yehu loy shomar l'leches b'teres Hashem l'kei Yisrael. B'chol levovai loysor mi'al chatas yirovim asher hechti es Yisrael. Ooh, even though we just said now he's a real nice person, you're going to have ir eniklach sitting on the kisei Yisrael b'malachim. However, the next pasuk in Tanakh says, these two psukim on the surface are totally contradictory. Here we're saying he's a tzaddik, here we're saying he's a rasha. What did he do? What is the Yerovim? Those are the two agolim that Yerovim went and put up in the north and the south of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, my garmalei, what caused him, in fact, to continue to sin? So the Mefarshim explained, to make that the two psukim are both consistent with one another, Achav, unfortunately, was much, much worse than Yerovim ben Nevat. In which way was he much worse? That Achav went and put up not only those two agolim, and he continued that what Yerovim had done, but he also put up major, major Baal all over. Baal, of course, was another Avodah Zarah at that time. We're going to see in the Gemara shortly that on every single field and every single furrow, he went and put up Baal, and he caused thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of Yidden to go and bow down to that Baal. He, Yehu, destroyed all of the Baal from top to bottom. Every one of them, he destroyed all of them. And he destroyed many, many of the Oiv de HaBaal, those people that were serving the Baal. We'll see about that in the Gemara shortly. The one thing, however, that he left intact was the mass of the two Agolim of Yerovim. And that's why we have a tain on him, Kadosh Baruch had a taina that you should have removed, and that's why the second pasuk focuses solely on the chatzis yirom hashechtis yisrael. Pray to my garmalei. Why taka did this happen? Says Yom Rabbi, I'll tell you. Bris krus lifasos lisvasoyim. Whenever a person says anything, you should know it doesn't just go and vanish into open air. Everything that one says, whether he's saying it intentionally, unintentionally, it can have a cosmic effect. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, Achav Oved Habal Miat Yehu Yavdenu Harbe. What does this mean? So the Mefarshim explain, and you have to know the background over here, that Yehu was very, very, was given the task by Kodesh Baruch Hu to destroy Achav and Achav's house and all of what Achav did, and he did it with a great degree of sincerity. And what did he say? He said, Rabbi Isai, you know that Achav went and served Baal, that was gunished. Vahu, meaning me, meaning Yehu, Yavdena Harbe, we're going to go and do a mass Baal service. And therefore he called for, let's say, Sunday morning, everybody should come to the Baal temple. Anybody that has any shaykhis to the Baal, come there, and we're going to have a party, and we're going to have a ceremony, and we're going to go and the Baal will never be upset for the rest of his life, because we're really going to make it something outstanding. That's what he said. And guess what happened? Thousands of people came together for the Baal, for that ceremony on Sunday morning. And then what he did was, Yehu told his troops, told the Chevra, go and shoot and kill all of them, because all of them are Oivdei Avodah Zarah. We got to get rid of this Baal. And not only did he kill all of them, but they went and burned down the whole temple for the Baal, and they destroyed the Baal everywhere. Okay, so his intentions were great, and he did a good job, and Hashem was very happy with that. However, we got one problem, and that is he used those words, Achav Obad Habal Ma'at Yehu Yavdenu Harbe. Even though these were words of deception, they were not sincere. However, we still have a tain on him for saying the words. That's what the Gemara says, is bris kruslus asoyim. And that's why in the second pasuk we say about Yehu that even though he did great stuff in the earlier pasuk, but nevertheless, the reason why he sinned and continued to sin with Yerovam, with the two agolim, is because he used those words, Yehu Yavdenu Harbe. That's a bite. This has nothing to do with our Gemara. The key to our Gemara is Rav Amar, Chosam Shalchiyash Eloini Ra'av Ito'o. Ah, the reason why Yehu went and continued the two Agolim is because in that document where Yeravam said, does everybody consent and everybody agree to the following? Number one, that I should be king. Yeah. That I should go and do whatever I want. Yes. That I should go and put up the two Agolim. Yes, and even Achiyah Shiloini signed on the top. Why the Achiyah Shiloini, like Rashi said? Because this was just an assign. He's just trying to try us out to see whether we're going to fulfill everything that he wanted. Even though he, Achiyah Shiloini, Chas V'Sholom, he never supported Avodah Zarah. But he thought was Linasi Suisana, like the Gemara said on the bottom, like Rashi says on the top. So since Achiyah Shiloini signed on it, so then Yehu saw the Chasim of Ahiyah. If he can go and sign on this. I'm sorry, once again.
Maxwell brings that Chia Shaloni was a venerated prophet. He was among those who left Mitzrayim. And it was at Har Sinai.
Good. So then we see that he's a real great Navi, not just a Navi Cotton, a Navi Godel. So then when Yerovam saw Achia, not Yerovam, when Yehu saw Achia Shaloni's signature, he says, must be that these Agolim are holy, holy, holy. And in fact, there are Meforshim that say that those that worshipped to the Agolim at that time were convinced that this was something that was given by the Rabbeinu Shalom, that those that couldn't manage to get to Yerushalayim for the three Rigolim, that these Agolim are also for the three Rigolim, will have the opportunity to go and worship these Agolim. And they with sincerity, they went and davened to them as if they were some extension of the Rabbeinu Shalom and the Rabbeinu Shalom's power in this world, etc. Almost like the same machlokes the Kavi Alexandri Shalom Mitzrayim, whether that base, what was the base called? Exactly. Whether it was the Shem Shemayim or Shiloh, the Shem Shemayim.
So the same. Elephantine Society.
Yeah, Elephantine Society. Okay, but you have a question.
Yeah, Base Ale and Dun are both north of Yerushalayim.
Mm-hmm.
So,
where did the 10 Shvatim live?
Oh, this is all this is Machlokes Yisrael. Thank you.
Exactly.
That explains it. Thank you.
And continue to but thank you for pointing out that they're both in the north, because I from time to time say south and north, and you're right.
Because of Hiskia.
That was
Hiskia.
Exactly right.
Thank you.
I thank you. Anyway, so you get back to the Gemara, so that's why the Gemara said on the top line that Afachia Shiloin Tov V'Chosam. How do I know? And according to Rava, he was Toya with the Yerovam's two Agolim. Doesn't make sense. Yehu destroyed Baal from everywhere. Why did he leave all the Agolim? Because he saw Achiyah Shaloni's signature on the document that basically blessed these two Agolim. And we continue on. Zukti Moravaita, Tichsiv, Vishachato, Satim Ha'amiku, Vani Moise Lekulam. What does that mean? Om Rabbi Yechon Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Heim Ha'amiku Mishali. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Kaviyochel, that these Oivde, the two agolim of Yerovam, they went deeper than me. What do you mean deeper than me? Ani amarti, because I, Kodesh Baruch Hu, gave a mitzvah in the Torah to be oil regel. So kol she'ina oil regel oivim asay. It's only mitzvah say that one should go up to oil regel. There's no iser lav involved, and there's certainly no chorus, and there's no mitzvah b'day shemayim. It's a mitzvah asay. V'heim omru, but they said kol oil regel yedake b'cherev. You have to go to the two agolim, and if you're going to go to be oil regel to Yerushalayim, then chas v'sholem, there's going to be misa b'dei adam. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant when he said v'shachata, this shchita of bringing karbonis on the three regolim, seitim ha'miku. The woman seitim, so Rashi says seitim either has a pshat of that they were sotmen haderech, the off the derech people, the OTDs, or Rashi says you could also read it not seitim, but sheitim. And that would be like the Litvakas say, that these were Shaitim, that they showed him the way you would normally pronounce it, but according to Litvakas they would pronounce it, just a Shaitim, a Shaitim. That what that this shtus that they got into their minds, that one has to go to the Agolim instead of being Oilaregel to Yerushalayim, that was worse Hamiku because of the fact that they said Yidaka Becharev, and I only said, come to Yerushalayim, you're over, you're not Mekayim and Mitzvah Saseh. And they said, ho, you better come to our Agolim, otherwise, Chas V'Sholem, you're going to be Yedakir
B'cher. What were the Agolim? What was the symbolic nature of using an Agol? I think it would be, everybody would distance themselves from after the Agol Zahav.
We're going to see much in the Yom Midbay is that we have no comprehension of the Koyach of the Yetzer Haraf Avodah Zarah. That's the story about Menashe, and he said that if you had lived in my time, you would have picked up your skirts and you would run after the Avodah Zarah. We have no comprehension. So in the Meforshim, we do have a comprehension of the Yetzer Haraf of Arayis, right? Everybody, to a certain extent, has that Yetzer Haraf. So therefore, think about that and say, that's the identical Yetzer Hara that they had for Avodah Zarah. Really, people would pick up the skirts to run after the Avodah Zarah. We look at it as Meshiga, but that was the Koich of the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, just like you have the Yetzer Hara today of Arayis. And we continue on. Zokti Mora Vahi Ba'isahi. Now the Gemara is going to bring first one pasuk and then a series of psukim to say what's the inyan of Ba'isahi. Vahi Ba'isahi in that time. V'yarovam yotam Yerushalayim v'yim tza'isoi Achia Hashiloini Hanovi Baderech, who Miskasa Bisalma Chadosha. Achia Hashiloini met Yerovam, and he was wearing Salma Chadosha. Who was wearing the Salma Chadosha? In Tanakh, there's a machloikis of the Mefarshim, but later on in our Omer Aleph, you'll see that it's crystal clear that we're talking about that Yerovam was wearing a Salma Chadosha, a brand new beged. Okay, we're going to talk about that brand new beged a little bit further down, but in the meantime, just realize that he met him, and he was wearing that Salma Chadosh. Zokti Mar, Tonim Hashem Rabbi Yosi. The reason why the pasuk begins, Vayiba Esahi, was Esi Mezumenes Leperonis. This was a special time that was already preordained, predetermined, that unfortunately bad things are going to happen at that time. So Rashi points out, where do we find that in the pasuk? It just says, Vayiba Esahi, and there was this meeting between Yerovam and Achia Shilani. So Rashi says, later we're going to see in the Gemara, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu went and took that Salma Chadosha and he tore it into 12 different pieces. And of those 12 different pieces, he gave 10 pieces to Yerovam and says, these are yours. And that symbolizes that he, Yerovam, is going to be the king, the Melech Yisrael, over the Malch Yisrael, meaning over the 10 Shvatim. That's the 10 pieces. If you look at the Rashi Mezumenes Leperonis, Rashi's about 10 lines above where we are in the Gemara. Mezumenes Leperonis, Yisham Nechleka Malchus Yisrael. That was the date, that was the time, that was the location where the Malchus of Klal Yisrael was split up. The Samachle, because after that it says in the Pasuk, V'yikachas HaSalma, V'yikra'el L'shneim Osekroyim, and the V'goyimer says, and he gave him back 10, he says, these 10 are going to be yours. You're going to be the king over the 10 Shvatim. And the Malchi Yehuda are going to be the kings over the 2 Shvatim in Yerushalayim and Yehuda and Yemen. And in that Malchus, in that region of where Yehuda and Yemen were. So anyway, the Gemara continues on. So that, unfortunately, that was a very major time on the calendar of a terrible thing occurring. And now we bring another few psukim similar to that. There's going to be a time where, unfortunately, people will be lost on that special hour, that special day. Rashi doesn't explain what this Eis Pekudosim is referring to. However, in two more psukim, we're going to say that it's referring to Tisha B'Av, and therefore Rashi apparently holds that this is also referring to Tisha B'Av. We'll see in another moment. Then there's another passage, Be'eis Ratzin Anisicha. At a good time, when it's an Eis Ratzin Anisicha, Ayah Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyach will listen to your tefillas. Tana Mishim Rabbi Yosi, what is that Eis referring to? Eis Mizumenes L'Toiva. Ah, this is Aguta Eis. That's why the Pasuk said this is a good, auspicious time. What Mizumenes L'Toiva is in the Mepharshim that's referring to? The coming of the Geula, the coming of Mashiach. That's the Eis Ratzin that the Pasuk is referring to. And then the next Pasuk says, Uviyoim Pakti Vekadati Aleim Chatosam. What is this Uviyoim Pakti? Tanu Mishim Rabbi Yosi, Eis Hi Mizumenes L'Peranis. So here Rashi says that's referring to Tisha B'Av. Why Tisha B'Av? Because on Tisha B'Av, that's when we, Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes for so many different things. As you recall, back in Maseches Tanis, and Rashi quotes part of the Maseches Tanis, that on that day, the Meraglim came back and they started crying about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, and that's when Klal Yisrael cried, Atem Bechisem Bechia Shel Chinam, Vani Yaseh Lechem Bechia Shel Doirais. That was on Tisha B'Av, and the first Beis HaMikdash was carved on Tisha B'Av, and the second Beis HaMikdash was carved on Tisha B'Av. And this B'yom Pakti Fakadati Lem Chatosam is referring to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said by the Egel, I'm going to give you a temporary reprieve, but you should know that in the future, when you sin and do other types of sins, B'yom Pakti, then a small sliver of the Chet Egel will also be applied at that time. We're going to see on the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara is going to say that any time that Klal Yisrael is being punished, one Kadosh Baruch Hu throws in 1/24th of the Maisa Egel also as part of the punishment. We'll see that later on. So anyway, so that's Esim Uzumenes Leperanos, and that's the Biyoin. Similarly, Vahiba Esahiba Yer Yehuda Me Esachov. That, of course, is in the Chumash. What's the Vahiba Eisahi? Tonu Mishim Rabbi Yosi, Eis Mizumenes L'Peranis. What was the Peranis by Yehuda, says Rashi? Number one, that Erva Oinon died. And number two, that the Masa with Tamar, that she was almost burned, and the whole Geschäft involving Tamar and Yehuda. So that's Vahiba Eis. So we're darshaning all of these Be'eses, or Be'yoim, to go and say that these are not just empty words, but these are telling us that these were special times on the calendar that were predetermined to be days that are
foreshadowing
good events or bad events. Very good, a very nice term. And now we're going to have something similar. We're not talking about a time, but a location. Vayelech Rechavam Shechem. Rechavam went to Shechem. This is again at the outset of the split between the Malchus Yehud and the Malchus Yisrael. Vayelech Rechavam Shechem. Ki Shechem bo kol Yisrael lehamlech Yisrael. This was a time to be Mamlech Rechavam. So on the one hand, it's a wonderful thing for Rechavam. However, Tana Mishim Reb Yoisi, Malchim Ezum Leperanis. Not an Eis Mezuman, but a Mokam Mezuman Leperanis. What's the Mokam? Bishchem. That Bishchem Inu as Dina. Bishchem Mochro Echav as Yosef. Bishchem Nechleka Malchus Beis David, like we just saw now between Rechavim and Yeravim. So unfortunately, Shchem is that place that foreshadows future or past bad events that happened to Klal Yisrael.
But the brothers left Shchem to go to Dothan.
And that good or bad?
No, so it wasn't Shchem. Shchem, in fact, is where Yaakov sent Yosef, because after the Maisa Dina,
no,
I hear you.
So you know who asked his kasha? Rashi asks his kasha, and Rashi gives two terutzim. Rashi, so you see the Rashi b'shchem machro achav as Yosef, ki dechsev ne'achich ha'royim, achach ha'royim b'shchem, ve'doysan dechsev b'kro, says Rashi, ha'inu kfar ha'samach l'shchem, ve'nikus ha'shem b'shchem. It was like,
what the suburb?
That's one teret. Inami kimidrosh ish ha'yudonan olav l'hargoy. Rashi and Chumash brings from Chazal that the word Doysan, there was never a place called Doysan, but that they were getting together to think about and to take counsel. What should we do? The Dos, what should be the pronouncement?
Like the Dos, the same like in the Megillah, Dos, the yeah. Dan, Dos, the
Dan. Dos, Vidin. So that's the word Doysan, exactly right. So there was never a place, Doysan, that this was just a
mindset.
A mind. Very good. So getting back to Gemara now. Now we're quoting again from the same pasuk as before. Vahiba Esahi v'yerovam yotzim yushalayim. Amo chnin v'apapash yotzim mipiska shayushalayim. What means mipiska shayushalayim? It means from the city rolled. What means city rolled? That everybody who's a citizen, a resident, he's enrolled, so to speak, in the city rolled, but now he gave up, quote-unquote, his citizenship in Yerushalayim, and so therefore he probably sent a letter to the tax collector, don't try to get taxes from me because I'm moving on.
He's not going to vote there anymore, it's not because he needs voter ID wherever he goes.
Exactly. exactly. Vayimtza oisa achia shiloni hanovi baderech. V'hu miskasa b'salm chadasha. U'shneim levadam b'sodah. That's a continuation of the same pasuk. The two of them are together in the field. So first of all, my b'salm chadasha, Rabbi Nachman, kis salm chadasha. Ma salm chadasha ein b'shem doifi after rosh shel Yerovam. Lehoye b'shem doifi. Yerovam's Torah was perfect. It says Rashi, what means shum doifi? No gimgum. Gimgum means when you ask somebody, you ask a good question, let me look it up, I'll get back to you, well, let me see.
Stammering.
Stammering, right. You're megamgen. You're of them on the spot. Oh, that's exactly, this is Rambam Hilchus, that's a Shulchan Aruch, this is Daf and Sanhedrin, Hedrin, on the spot. That's how great Yerovam was. We're not finished yet. The two together, tremendous Talmid HaChachamim, they had a dialogue in Torah. The Salma Chadosha, Chadosha means they said Chidushim, that had never been heard throughout the world. That's how great the Chachma was of Yerovam, and of course, Achia Shalani. My Yishneim Levad Besoda, what does that mean? They're together in the field. Om Rav Yudah Marav, Shekol Talmid HaChachamim, Doim Melefneim, Kis V'Asoda. All of them in the world were compared to them like just grass. Elsewhere, the Gemara talks about the Talmid Chachamim being ke'arzei halvanoin. So you go and see the sharp contrast between an erez tree, a cedar tree like the sequoia trees, which are miles tall. Not miles, of course not. Hundreds of feet tall, maybe not hundreds, but very, very tall. Yes, we saw there are nothings. That was the difference between them and other Talmid Chachamim. The Ikriyam Shoktam Yitoira Megulun Lehem Kisoda. That all the time, Yatoira, every kavan of a Kaddish Baruch and every word and every deer and everything was Megula, just like you see a field, you see the whole field. That's how they were, they saw the whole time. So now, bearing all of this in mind, we can understand why the Rosh said to the Tzaddik, do you think he's going to suggest to us we should go and do Avodah Zarah? He's just testing us! And that's why everybody fell in line and said, yeah, you're right, he's only testing us, because they couldn't believe such a Godel Hador that knew so much Torah. Chas v'Shalom could go off the derech. Continuing on, l'chein titni shaluchem al mereshes gas bote achsiv li'achsiv l'malchei Yisrael. What is this talking about? As we'll see, the Gemara is going to explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving now Musar to Klal Yisrael, and l'chein titni shaluchem, you sent away the Malchei Beis Yehuda, the Malchei Beis David, even though the Malchei Beis David, they gave you the mereshes gas. What is this referring to? We'll see in the Gemara in a moment that we know that David HaMelech went and was Moisa Nefesh on behalf of Klal Yisrael and killed Goliath, and as a result, he got a present that there were Yoidish Gas. Gas was the name of a place. So, you should be thankful. You should have gratitude to David HaMelech who gave you the Yerusha of Gas. But instead, what did you do? Bote Achsiv, you of the Malchei, the Shomron, the Galil, those that followed the Malchi Yisrael, you went and like stabbed them in the back and you abandoned the Malchi's Beis David to go after the Malchi Yisrael. So now, with that background, Omer B'chanina Bar Papa, Yotz Basko V'Omer Lehen, Basko went out to the followers of Yerovam and that went to the Malchi Yisrael, Misha Horigis HaPlishti, that David HaMelech who killed the Plishti, meaning Goliath, V'Hoyrish Eschem Gas, and he gave you gas as Yerusha. Titnu shiluchem, you're sending them away. Lebanav, titnu shiluchem lebanav, you're casting them away. Okay, we don't need you anymore. Goodbye. Shloima, Rechavam, and all the other mishpacha from David HaMelech. And rather, bati achsiv li achsav lemalchi Yisrael. What means achsiv and achsav? Rashi says that the word achsav comes from the word kozav. Kozav, of course, means falsehood. Baloney. So you're now going after the mechazvim, after the Malchi Yisrael, and they're giving you these two Avodah Zarah, the two Agolim. This is all Kozav, it is all Achsav. You know what's going to happen eventually. You're going to be handed over to the Achsav. And who's the Achsav? Those are the Goyim, that unfortunately the enemies are eventually going to take over Shomron and the Ten Shvatim and go and throw them out from Eretz Yisrael. If you look at the last Rashi in the right-hand side, five lines before the end, but the Achsav, the Achsav, the Malchis Beis David, Atem Mechazvim, you are Mechazvim, in other words, you're falsifying your relationship to them by not showing them any Hakoras HaToyv, any gratitude. V'alachtem Acher Malchis Yisrael, Fichach, therefore, Tiu Nimsorim Li Achsav, who's the Achsav? Biat Oibdi Chachavim, Shehein Sotei Chosav. So you eventually are going to be handed over to the enemies who are going to go and take away the Ten Shvatim, And as we know, Adiyem is there. We don't know exactly where the ten shvatim are and if they still exist and all the rest of them. Okay, now Omer of Chanina bar Papa. The last line was Reb Chanina bar Papa, so I'm not sure whether this is a different son of bar Papa or whether it's a printing mistake. One's Reb Chanina, Chanina, whatever. Omer of Chanina bar Papa. Kol anenim in oilam hazeh b'lei bracha ki l'goiz l'kadosh baruch hu u'kinesis Yisrael. On the surface, it doesn't sound like this is related. It's just because it's the same Mandi Amar.
Right.
But you'll see in another two lines that, in fact, we're going to schlep in Yerovim ben Nevat once again. Shenemar says, the Pasuk goes over the Imoy v'Oimer ein v'Eimer Oyen or ein is Peshea or ein Peshea Chover Holy Ish Mashkes. Okay, so here it says, person who's goizel of the imai, person who steals from his parents. What does that mean? Vein of the kadosh baruch hu. Of means rabbanu shlom shenema halihuk avicha kanecha hu ascha vayichayne necha. So hu avicha is referring to the rabbanu shlom kanecha. He's the koine hakol. He's the one that is the oisa hakol. He created everyone. So that's the goizel of it. The ein imoy is knesses Yisrael. Shenema says the pasuk shema b'ni musas avicha ba titoish. Toiras imecha. So imecha is referring to Klal Yisrael. Ah, so therefore a person who's goizel of the imoy, how is he doing that? By not making a bracha and taking it all for himself. My chavahuli ish mashkes. Chavahuli Yerovim ben Nevat. Shehishchesh Yisrael avim shvashem hoyim. Yerovim ben Nevat also took all the Yidin, or at least the Yidin of the Malchi Yisrael, and went of the Beis Yisrael, the Shomron, and the Ten Shvatim, and cause them all to go off the derech. Now, that you eat something and not make a bracha that you're stealing from Kodesh Baruch Hu, that I understand.
Right.
What does it mean that you're stealing from Knesset Yisrael? So the Mefarshim, because by your sin of taking it for yourself and not thanking Hashem, the Chas V'Shalom, since Kol Yisrael Reven Zel Azeh, they may cause that other Yidin lose the bracha in their crops or in their parnasa, and it has this tidal effect that other Yidin will not have food to eat because you didn't make bracha on food and you didn't have gratitude Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chas v'Shalom, other Yidin may eventually also not have a bracha in their food because you didn't make a bracha on your food. Anyway, so continuing on the pasuk, Vayadach Yerovim es Yisrael Me'achri Hashem Ve'achtiyam. Vayadach means to go and push away. The Gemara Darshins Ve'achtiyam Chator Gedoyim. If he has two sticks and he wants to push one stick with the other, of course it might even be easier talking about two people, each one fighting with the other, one stick against the other, but from Rashi's mashma that a person had two sticks, and this was something like when you're playing baseball. For those of you who don't know what baseball is, you throw up a ball and you hit it with a bat. Here too, you have two makloys, one makl which is on the table or suspended in mid-air, and then you take the other makl and you hit it, and the kavan is to go and hit it as far as possible away. So that's the, what we're trying to dramatize, v'yadach Yerovim, the Yerovim ben Nevat. He pushed away Klal Yisrael Me'achri Hashem v'chtim chato gedoyla, as if you're hitting one stick and hitting it as far as you can, it should be far away. It says in the pasuk v'dizov, right? That's the first pasuk in Dvarim. Ela Dvarim shadima Moshe, etc., etc. Moil sup in Parim in Toifa v'lovim v'chatzeres v'dizov. Now the word v'di comes from the word di, like di dayenu. So Omer Dvei Rav Yani, Omer Moshe l'fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, 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 Karim lehem lasis lehem alihei zov. In other words, yes, it's true, unfortunately, Klal Yisrael sinned with the Masa Egel, but Moshe Rabbeinu being the Raya de Mehemna, the best
defense
attorney on behalf of Klal Yisrael, said, Rabbeinu Shalom, you are partially complicit. You are partially part of this. Why? Because if you wouldn't have given us all of the Zav, I couldn't say it, you couldn't say it, but as Isaac Yimara, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu tainted to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you wouldn't have given them all of the Zav, then they couldn't have had the extra Zav to throw into the fire to go make the Egel Zav. Moshel l'madu v'dayme, ena reed doyres v'noyhem mitoich kupa shel tevin el mitoich kupa shel basa. If you ever hear an ari roaring at the time of food, in other words, the time of breakfast, lunch, or supper, he's only going to start roaring if you gave him a kupa shel basa. He smells it, this is good, this is great, and even has the hashkoch of the bedatz, and he starts roaring, I can't wait to go and devour this basa. But if you're going to go and give him a kupa shel tevin, what is that lion going to do with the kupa shel tevin? He leaves that for the other guys, not for him. So he's not going to roar. If anything, he's going to ignore it and, push it away. I'm not interested. So when you have the kupa shel basa, then you start roaring. So if you have a lot of Zov, then you start roaring and going, and let's see what we can do with the Zov. Oh, you can make an Eglez. Oh, that's a good idea. Make an Eglez. Moshe Rabbeinu is not here. Apparently, he's forfeited his right to continue to be the leader. Chas v'shalom, he passed away. Oh, so make Eglez because you gave, that's the Dizov that Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to protect and defend Klal Yisrael. Until the time of Yavam and Nevot, the people that sinned in Klal Yisrael, they were yoinkim, they were sucking, so to speak, from one egel. Mikan ve'elach, Nebuch sins Yavam and Nevot, he added two more, is Mishnayim u'shloisha agol. Rashi says, don't read the word shloisha as if it's two or three, but rather it means the third. We had one egel already. Now by adding two, we have now one, two, and three, so that's the third of the three agol. So, that's the terrible chet of Yerovam. As we were talking about a couple of minutes ago, that the cheta egel Kodesh Baruch was never totally mechaper on Klal Yisrael, never totally gave them an atonement and a slicha mekapara. He said, time, Duval, at this point, we won't destroy Klal Yisrael. However, you're always going to feel a little bit of pain in all future avoinois and peronias we're going to throw in. How much are you going to throw in? 1/24th. What's the lotion of 1/24th? Because back in Maseches Bava Metzia and Bava Basra, when we were talking about the dinim of oino'o and the dinim of cheating and all the rest, so it says that you have to make sure that your weights, not only that your weights are absolutely correct and everything is fine, but when you're weighing, for instance, a piece of meat, remember the good old days, they didn't do it electronically like we do it today. They had those two sides of the scale. On one side of the scale, they would put down a weight, like a liter or a pound or whatever, and then on the other side, they would put down the merchandise that you are buying. To make sure that there's no din of oinah, it says that you should allow, the moichah should allow for a small hechreya. Hechreya means that it dips a little bit below the weight, so that the weight comes up a drop, and what you're selling in that second scale, or the second side of the scale, goes down a little bit. How much does it have to go down? So the Gemara says 1/24th. So therefore, the Gemara borrows that term over here as well, and says, in every single oinish, every puranis, the Kadosh Baruch Hu throws in 1/24th. Rashi says, lav dafka 1/24th, he just means to say, adover mu'it. See Rashi in the left-hand margin, in the middle of the Omid, Echem Yesem Varba, is Rashi, lav daft, I mean, mamish 24th. Kalim et dama muat, ma'oit, apsa kleinakait. Kamosha kafa mishko, noitel tzadzeh, yoitrin tzadzeh, b'baz basra, kama habe, how much is that? The Echreya litra is 1/24th, which is approximately 4%. In other words, it's a very small amount. Continuing the Gemara, the good news is the next month, Yama, you'll see in a moment, Shenemar, v'yem pokti, anytime I'm poikid, every time I remember, chas v'sholem, the avoinus and the sins of Klal Yisrael, and I'm going to be poikid them, I'm going to punish them, I'll remember that old cheta ego, and I'm going to give him a small sliver from that. However, Amr b'chanina, the good news is, li'acher esrim abad doirais, nigva posigzeh, that after 24 generations, this has already been paid. That Puranis has been paid already, we're done. Shnem of Ikra Beoznai, Koil God Leimar, Kirvu Poktoi Seir, the Ish Klei Mashchus Beyad, the Mishchose Beyad. So what means Korvu Piktoi Seir? Says Rashi, that Pokoit Pakadati, Vien Pokti, Pakadati Aleim Chatosam, that's already Borch Hashem Korvu Piktoi Seir, we've already been makr of that, we're done. So Borch Hashem, any Chas Shalom, Oinish that eventually come in Klai Yisrael, no longer involves an oinish for the sin of the ego, according to Reb Chanina. What's the 24 doirois? For those of you that are curious, Rashi goes through them rather quickly. You see, posilach choftal the doirois amasa egel posig zeh. We'll start it, but then just whet your appetite for chazar. Posig zeh dechsim the egel. That's Rashi about 20 lines before the end. Dechsim the egel v'yom pokti v'hocha b'meit tzidkia. This posig is known by tzidkia. Kishachor v'bayis at the time the chorban bayis kosev. That's when the pasuk is written. Korub b'kudai se'ir, korub oise ma'isa. That ma'isa has already been taken care of. It's already been niskarif, like a korban. Shenem v'yom pokti, or ma'asa egel atzid ki chav dal ha'doyit. Why? D'mei nachshoy nasa egel. Seva chashoy v'kama doyit. Min nachshoy ma'atzid ki. Nachshon is one, and Salmino is two, and Boyaz is three, and Oivet is four, and Yishai is five, and Dodo is six, and Shlomo is seven, etc., etc. All down to Tzidkia comes out to 24 altogether. Continuing on, three lines in the bottom of the oven. Achar Adover Azeh, Leishov Yerovim Midarkei Harua. After this event, Yerovim did not do tshuva. My Achar, what event are we talking about? Oh, Amr Rababa, Amr Achas shetofse Kadosh Baruch Hu Yerovam bebigdoi, Kadosh Baruch Hu chapto on Yerovam on that Salma Chadosha that we were speaking about. V'yomu lechazor b'cha, do tshuva, v'ani v'atu v'nyishay netal v'ganein. If you're going to do tshuva, all three of us, you and me and Ben Yishai, David HaMelech, who was, of course, the beginning of the Malchus based David, which you have now reneged and rebelled against by doing your own thing. And we're going to go together, hand in hand, Kavi Yochel. Amaloi, and now he, Yerovan, asks the key question, Mi Barosh, who's going to go first? Ben Yishai Barosh. David HaMelech, I'm not interested. Can you imagine what a kinnah and a sinner person has? That's a gvaldig yetzor of kinnah, a kinnah v'ataiv v'akovid meitzinus o'odim in ha'elam. So he had the kinnah. He's going to go in first. You're going to be two steps in back. I'm not interested. No, forget about it. Therefore, he didn't do tshuva.
And he said, similar Gemara by Elisha ben Avuya and Chagiga, right? Mm-hmm. Nibarosh?
Yeah, yeah. And so on the Rashi, that's what the Rashi was referring to before. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu caused the tearing of the Salma Chadosh into twelve pieces. He said, 10 of them are yours, 2 of them belong to David HaMelech, and that's the beginning of the end in terms of the division of the Machas. Yes, please, Mendy.
This Gemara, phenomenal part. Hashem said, Anita Tov and Yishai. You may Yishai. The order is Hashem, Rabbi Nevat, and Yishai. Mivarash. Hashem just told you. So he gives a mushal. Someone tells somebody else, you'll be first. Louder. You're first. Louder. I want to hear it more. His gaiva, his arrogance.
Feeds itself.
That made it
so he changed it.
Right. You're arrogant.
Then you want it like that? I've got it.
Very good. Shkoyach Mendy. So now we're going to talk a little bit more in depth about the three malachim. We've already spoken about Yerovam quite a bit. The three malachim are Yerovam, and Achav, and Menashe. So the Gemara tells us, he regularly gave shiurim about the shloish malachim from our Mishnah, says Rashi, and he talked about it, and Cholash, he became very sick. And he realized, he said to himself, you know, I'm sick probably because I spoke a little bit too much in the negativity about these three malachim. You know what? From now on, that's it. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not going to talk about the three malachim. However, in the Itbach, he had a recovery, and after he recovered, the Kedarish, he went back to darshaning about the three. In other words, he went back on his word. Amri, the Talmidim said, like, keep us Allah, the Lidarshan, just a chonginum, and you accept it upon yourself, not the darshan. Omar, so now Rebavo said, Inu mihadrubo, did they change their mind? Did they do tshuva? Do I know how to be that I should go and change my mind? In other words, just like, unfortunately, these Rishoyim, they went down, and they never came back. So he said, no, just like they didn't go and change their ways, I'm not changing my ways either, and I'm going
to emulate them or be in the same boat.
I don't know. You're very good. But Amar said, that's the story. And now the Gemara tells Rav Ashi, and this is a very famous story. Rav Ashi, Uki Ashloisha Malachim, he also started dashing. Omar, he says, Lamacha, tomorrow, Nifta Bechavrin. We're going to start this year, we're going to talk about our Chavirim, the three of Malachim, as if they're our friends. Also, Menashe is Chazal B'chalmi. That night, Menashe came to him in a cholim. Omar, Chavruch, V'chaveri Davuch Korisalon. You're calling me your Chavr, like Chavr of your father. The Gemara didn't say anything about a father, so I don't know why they threw that in, but Maisa, he's saying, you're calling us your Psi Chavr. Let me ask you a simple halacha l'maisa.
Oh, yes. Mehecha
boyis l'mishra hamoitzi.
Right.
When you want, and you're cutting up the challah l'mushal Friday night, or Shabbos, and you're cutting a piece, and you want to make the bruch hamoitzi, which piece should you make hamoitzi on? Or for that matter, if you bought from the bakery where it's already pre-sliced, which slice should you make the hamoitzi on? Is it the middle? Is it the bottom? The front? The top? Amalei l'itan chvesish. Amalei mehecha de boyis l'mishra hamoitzi loy gemiris. A simple halacha which applies every day of the week, every time you're making a moitzi, you have to know which piece of the bread you should go and make a brachad. The chavra karisalan, you call us. You're a chavr. You're an amuritz compared to us. On Malaysia, he asked him, Nu agmali, nu, tell me, what's the din? Tomorrow when I'm going to talk about the chavirim, I'm going to go and say, and Rabbeinu Hagoyin Atzadik Menashe told us the following halacha. On Malaysia, he told him, Mehecha de korim bishula. You go and take from that part where it's crusty, where it's nice and gishmak. Why? Because fully baked and fully formed, because you want to go and thank Hashem and show your gratitude. So don't show your gratitude by taking a middle piece which is not fully baked. Take the crust at the end, at the front, which is fully baked. And, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gevaldik.
You're supposed to give the first, I leave the first part to the sitra.
That's that you cut off a small drop. That's just ceremonial. But we're talking about the big piece that you give should be from the end.
Whenever the challah is a little burnt, I always lighten it up by mentioning this Gemara. My wife shouldn't feel bad. It got too hard or something. I say, oh, don't worry about it. I said, this is Mekuyim Gemara in Sanhedrin.
That's very good. The burnt ends.
You don't challah about it. At your challah.
Exactly. Right. But there is there's another chazal, I would have to find it for you, that says that when the food gets burned, it also is good for the zikaron, or it's good for something similar. That there's an imala in having burned food, okay, besides having the crust.
She burns the soup.
But you could divorce based on right, the burning.
If you give me a warm drink, right. Yeah.
Theoretically, but hopefully not. Anyway,
I get married first, Devin.
You can always have the new one.
Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, let's continue on. Zofi Moraviter, so that's what the halach is. So now Rav Ashi says to Menashe, since you're such a chacham, my time is called Palchisa Avodas Chacham. How are you such a shoyte for going and running after the Avodas Zara? Amalei, so he told him, you're the shoyte. If you would have been living in our time, in our generation, before the Sanhedrin was able to do away with the Yetzirah of Avodas Zara, have a nekitna b'shipuli glima, you would pick up the bottom of your garment. In other words, in those days, they didn't wear pants like togas. Today. They wore togas, and therefore you would pick it up for Hatas HaBasroi to be able to run quickly after that Avodah Zarah. You just have no conception of what the Avodah Zarah, the Yetzirah, was at that time. Lamachar, the Rav Ashi learned his lesson. The next day when he got up, Amalul Rabbanan, Niftach Rav Avosa, let's now talk about not our Chavedim, let's talk about our Rebbes, including Menashe, and of course he repeated to them the Halacha Legabli Amoitzi. Okay, so we spoke about Yerovam.
Is that the halacha? But it's from a dream. Is that the
no? That is halacha. Yeah, you've seen Hechel Kodem. You see, there's an halacha there which shows you.
It's codified as halacha.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. Continuing, they want to look at Zvaiter Achov. What is the name Achov? The name Achov itself tells you how bad a guy he was. Ach l'shemayim. The word over here, Ach, does not mean brother. Ach means Och and vei. Like you have at the beginning of a Yimei Achashverosh and the Gemara in Masechet Megillah Darshins, that oy v'achoy and oy vei, that ach v'roish is Achashverosh. So here the word, Zizuk Rashi, the word ach over here means geferlich, vei litzara oy vei.
He's the father of that.
Continuing on, Av Levoides Kechavan, he was the father of Avodah Zarah in the sense that he propagated and he spread the worship of the Baal all over Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see shortly. Anyways, Ach L'Shemayim,
Av Levoides Baal, kind of.
Yes, the Baal Abbas of the Baal. Very good. Is Ach L'Shemayim and Av Levoides Kham, Oy Vait Rabbeinu Shloilem, and he was the father of the Avodah Zarah. Ach L'Shemayim Tchziv, Ach L'Tzara Yulad, that Oy Vait, the Tzores that have been born, that have been created. Just like the Rachmanis of Albanim, that's the love that he had for the Avodah Zarah. So that was the Av. But he, and the Pasuk says, he nokel lechtu bechatas Yerovim benevat. I mean, he nokel, of course, means kal, easy. So says Yimam Rabbi Yochanan, kalish she'ose achav kechamurish she'ose Yerovim. That what we look upon Yerovim as being big time Avodah Zarah, by Achav that was petty cash, that was akleinikait. That's nothing. I'll show you how to do Avodah Zarah. So why does the Pasuk always talk throughout the Nach, whenever we talk about one of the bad kings of the Malchi Yisrael, we say, oh, but he was like Yerovim ben Nevat, he was better than, he was worse than. If Achav, in fact, should be the symbol,
the standard,
exactly,
the gold standard of Avodah Zarah.
Exactly, so why Rav Neshu? Oh, Yitzchil Lekalkal, because he started off. That's why we always refer to Rav, because he was the guy that started. But what did Achav do? Kam is bechoisim ki galim al talmei sodai, that he went and built mizbechois altars to Avodah Zarah. Ki galim like heaps, and talmei means the furrows of a field. Can you imagine? Every furrow of every field, there wasn't one telem shleihem and all of Achav avoidis kechavim v'shtach v'loi, that he didn't build a mizbeach to go and put up an avoidis zorah and to go and be mishtach to bow down to it. So we see that Achav was a really bad guy. And that's why it said in the Amud Aleph, the Yehu was a very good guy. He destroyed all the balim and all of the mizbeaches and all of the oivdei abal. He did a. He really cleaned up. The only thing he didn't clean up was the two agolim of Yeravam. Why not? So he gave two reasons, because bris krusel svasoyim, since he said we're all going to go and worship, so unfortunately he worshipped. And number two, because of he saw that Achia ben Hashiloni had signed on the document approving all of this. He figured, no, if Achia said it's good, it must be good. That's why he left those two calves, the two intact. Anyway, continuing back to our Gemara, it says in our Mishnah that he's not going to come to Olam Haba. How do we know? What means Otzer Olam Hazeh, Otzer Olam Haba? Gunish, but Gunish, total kares. Not going to have this one. Not going to have Yenevel. Kind of, he's not going to be zoich to Olam Haba. Interesting. The word Mashtin Bekir normally we learn means a
Kelev.
Either Kelev, right, or a person that is Mashtin Bekir, right, particularly a man who's Mashtin Bekir, who's relieves himself.
Urinating on the wall.
Exactly. Right. Rashi, however, learns differently. If you look at Rashi, the fourth line from the top, on the left-hand side, Mashtin Bekir, Tamar Chochem Meshis Bekiris Liboy, person that goes and places in his heart the Chochmas HaTorah, and therefore, Mechrati Li'achav, even Talmid Chochem in his Mishpacha, also are all going to be wiped out, because the Avodah Zarah is so ingrained in the DNA of this family. Everybody, even Talmid Chacham, who are Meshes, they take the Torah into their heart.
Wow.
Everybody will be destroyed by the Maseh, and above, etc. Omri B'yechanan. The name Azocha, Omri L'Malchus. Who's Omri? Omri was the father of Achav. That's why we call him Achav ben Omri. So it would be appropriate that he has the name Omri. Anyway, name Azocha, Omri L'Malchus. How did he become Melech before Achav? Neshahuisav Krach Echav Eretz Yisrael. So now we're giving a little bit of credit where credit is due, that he, Omri, added an additional city to Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Shinemar, he went and bought, Omri bought, Vayikan Eshahar Shamrain, Me'es Shemer. He went and bought this mountain called Shamrain, but we'll see in a moment, it wasn't called Shamrain yet. At that time, it had no name. A nameless mountain from a person by the name of Shemer, Bekikrayim Kosef, for two kikorim of Kesef of silver. Vayikan Eshahar, and he built up the city, at the Dehar, and he built a city in the Har, Be'ikras Shemo Ir, and he called the name of that city Ashabana Al Shem Shemer. He called, because his name was previously Shemer Ad Nehar, he called him Shemrain. So therefore he called this Har and the city Shemrain in the name of Shemer. So our Gemara doesn't say it, but the Mefarshim add that that's the reason why he gets a lot of credit. Because you would assume that if it was really totally bad, then Omri would have called it Omri in his own name. After all, you know, I bought it and I paid for it and I built up a city, and the city of Omri. Some people, there are a number of different Mar-a-Lagos and other that appear the name of a very famous person. Anyway, so the point is that he could have done the same, but he didn't. He called it after the name of Shemer, from who he purchased it. That shows a shtickle humility, and therefore he was Oicha that he became Melech. Oh, Rabbi Yochum, and the Mazocha Achav the Malchus, Chav Beishon. What's up? It's 22 years. Mepnei Shekibed Es HaTorah Shenitna B'Chav Beis Oisius. He was Mechabed the Torah. As we know, Aleph Beis is 22 Oisius. If you do 22 times 8, you get 176. And that's why Kuf Yates and Tillim, each one of the Oisius is 8, right? 8 Alephs and 8 Beis, etc. And that's why it's 176. So that's an easy way to remember. It's 22 Oisius. So he got Malchus for 22 years, because he was Mechabed the Torah, which is 22 Oisius. Where do we find that he was Mechabed the Torah? Shenemar. V'yishlav Malachim el Achav Melech Yisrael Ha'ira. Now, who is the one that sent Malachim? Malachim over here means messengers. It doesn't mean heavenly angels. It means messengers. Who's the one that sent messengers? It was the king Ben-Hadad, who was the king of Aram at that time. So he sent messengers to Achav Melech Yisrael Ha'ira V'yishlav Malachim. Koyamar Ben-Hadad. This is what the messenger said in the name of the king Ben-Hadad. If you don't want me to go and destroy the whole Malchus Yisrael and all the 10 Shvatim, you know what you have to give me? All of the Kesef and all of the Hav that you have in your treasury, all of that is mine. And not only that, all of your wives and all of your children, send them over to me. Because tomorrow, if you're not, I'm going to send my troops to you. And they're going to spy out. It's basically a spati of Edecha. And they're going to go and take everything away from you. Now, Achav is responding to Hadad. And he said, what you said initially, what means initially? The kesef is of yours. Neshecha benecha. Yours. Wow. But that you said that you want to go and get Machmar Einecha, dos nicht. V'adover hazeh, the Machmar Einecha, zeh lo yuchalas. That I'm not going to go and give to you. Forget about it. That's staying with me. My Machmar Einecha, what is that? Lav Sefer Torah. It's probably talking, that's the Machmar Einecha, his the best treasure that he had was the Sefer Torah. That I'm not giving to you. So you see that it was Mechavad the Sefer Torah, which is written Mechav Peizoisius. That's why Achav Zoicha to Malchus Chav Peishana. Machman and Necha could have other interpretations. Afterwards, we said about Achav that he put the Baal in the Mizbechos on every Telem, so maybe he had a big statue of the Baal, and that's what was Machman and Necha. So it looks like that. Just Konish Zayn. Why the Chassidim said in the Pesach, Yomer Eilav Kolas Kenim V'Chala Am, this Kenim and the Sid, and the Am all told him. Now the Gimel just reverses the words in this parenthesis. It says, Al Tishma V'Al Toiva. Don't listen to him and don't agree with him. And therefore, why would the Zakenim and the tell him don't agree with him? It must mean the Zakenim. We normally think of the Zakenim, Zikni Ador, the Choshev, the Zakenim. So presumably those are the type of Zakenim we're talking about. They would never support the Avodah Zarah. They would go and support the Torah. So that must mean the Machman and Necha means to save the Torah. Frank Demar, who said? Dilma Sabi the Basahava. Who says we're talking about the venerable and the Erlich Zakenim? Maybe we're talking about a bunch of low-life Zakenim. Some low-lives that you find that are 80, 90 years older, but they're a bunch of low-lives. Me like Sid, don't we have something similar? Avshalom. Avshalom, who of course was doing a mutiny against David HaMelech. Ube'eni kol Zikne Yisrael. Oh, so you see those Zikne Yisrael. V'yisha Dover, V'omer of Yosef, Sabi Devasah. It's not talking about the real Zakenim like from the Sanhedrin. We're talking about a bunch of low-life Zakenim. So maybe that's what we're talking about as well. So tomorrow night, there's a major difference between our pasuk and that pasuk. By Avshalom Hasam Leksiv V'Chala'am. V'Hachiksiv V'Chala'am. By Un Shleitach, that by Yoimru Eilov Kal Zakenim V'Chala'am. V'Chala'am the E'efsha, the Lehava behind Tzadikim. Among the there had to be some Tzadikim. Uksiv, like it said in the pasuk, Vishaharti be Yisrael, Shivas Alafim Kol HaBirkayim, 7,000, all of those knees, Asher Leikor the Baal, that did not knee down to, they didn't go down to the Baal, the Chol HaPeh, Asher Leinoshek Lai, and any pet that didn't go and give a kiss to the Baal. So we see that there were at least, among the whole of Klai Yisrael, at least 7,000 that were Erech. And here he's saying that V'Chol HaAm, everybody agreed with Achav, don't give Machmanei Necha, is the Chassimim, we're talking about the Sefer Torah, and therefore, as bad as Achav was, Sefer Torah, that was the holy of the holies. I was once reading about memoirs of some survivors of the war, the Shoah. So one lady, I think her name was Mrs. Lipschitz or something, she was saying that there was one time that the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, came into their town and they assembled all of the Yidden in the entire town, men, women, and children, into one large shul for the purpose, of course, of exterminating them. And then they wanted to mavaza the Sefer Torah, and they took a Sefer Torah out of the Arayim and they put it down on the floor and unrolled it and put it down, and then they called one of the Yidden there in that Besmedish, who was well known, infamous in that community as being the biggest shagetz and the biggest criminal and the biggest no goodnik, Osvorf, Ganev, Gazan, give him all the titles, shagetz, whatever you want. He was the worst person. And then the Nazi Yimach Shemam said, you, hey, whatever his name was, go, Loyush, whatever, go and step now on the Sefer Torah over here on the cloth and on the words. We want you to go and step on it in Mimavasa. And then the Loyush looks at them and says, you Germans, Yimach Shemam, you should know I happen to be the biggest criminal, but to go Mimavasa, my holy Sefer Torah, never, never. And they beat him to death and they killed him. And she was so impressed that a person who was such a osvav, such a low life, should go and be moisa nefesh for the heiliger Sefer Torah. So we see the same thing. Achav, even the biggest low life in this, we shouldn't say that. Raboisai, they weren't the chaverim, they were a grosser mention. But that he built every single telem, every furrow of every field, had on in mizbeach, mit abal, mit mishtachve, Sefer Torah.
He was a real bama.
That was because of Ben Hadad challenged him. Yes. Internally, he was not so great.
Yes, I shake it.
But I don't want to say that. But externally, when challenged, his nationalism, his loyalty as a Jew was challenged. That's where he stood out and said no.
Very good. Okay.
Vayarach as Bagada by Yaakov.
Yeah.
And Yitzchak.
No.
And it's even the Bogdeh, even the. The
wicked, the treacherous. I feel like Ramonim, like by mitzvahs.
That's another. Fellow Harimain Rakosech, I feel like Rakonin Shabbach, Malaya Mitzvahs, Kerimain. So Chas V'Shalom didn't mean to say anything bad about Achav. I'm just repeating what the Gemara said. I don't want to get hit over the head tonight when I go to sleep and Achav is going to come to me in a cholim and ask me about the bread where you make a brucha, like by Menashe. But bottom line is, even though he was as terrible as he was, but he was Mechaber the Sefer Torah, 22 Oysias, he was Melech for 22 years.
Wow. Those four Pesias, he got. Also, he's Ola Lamalchus.
Absolutely.
B'nei
Haman, B'nei Haman. I'm sure everybody can give other examples. Mention after the share. Continuing on, breaking a mara. Omrav
Nachman.
Okay, Omrav Nachman. Achav shokul hoya. What means he was shokul? Says Rashi, he was chutzi ra and chutzi toif. Halb and halb. That's the lashon of Rashi. Where's Rashi? Shokul hoya, middle of the left side. Mechza voynus and mechza chias. What is this all about? So let's get back to Yomar Nachman. Achav shokol hoya shenema. V'yom Hashem miyafates Achav v'yal v'yipal v'romais gilad v'yom ezeh b'koy v'zeh oyim b'koy. Now we had this Gemara already earlier on in our Masechta, where it says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was very angry at Achav, and he wanted to know who would be the volunteer shiyafata that's going to convince Achav that he should go himself into the battle, into the Muhammad, and false. Be told that everything will be fine.
400 false
Novels.
Novels or
Novels.
Novos. Ha-Yisraeli.
Novos was the guy who was... It doesn't say for Shmuel.
Separate. Anyway, Novos the Israeli owned a kerem right next to the palace of Achav and Jezebel. And they wanted to take it over, and he refused to sell it to them. He said, no, this witnesses. Is a Yerisha from an Elta Elta Zayde, Chalkaim Lushavikim, etc. And then they hired two Anoshim Belial to go and say, hey, this, that he was Mavorich, Es Hashem, and the Melech, and therefore they killed him, and then they took over the property, and Novus Israeli up in Shemayim was furious against Achav. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, who's going to go and take Nekama? Then so we'll see in a moment. So what's the point of the saying the Achav Shokol Hoya? So Rashi says nobody wanted to really volunteer because of the fact that it was Bekoishi. He had so many schusim legavi the sefer Torah machman einecha. So he wasn't as terrible as we might have thought. Even though the Gemara says ein lechelik lamaba, but nevertheless he had some credit, some merit. And therefore nobody really wanted to jump to the occasion. Maskur of Yosef. Man the kosabi rakli oye ki achav asher his makar lasis rabbi in Hashem asher isata uisa izevel ishtoi. We're talking about how bad Achav was. His makar, he was sold lasis rabbi in Hashem. Why? Because Izevel, his wife, would go and hit him into, she would provoke and incite him. Utanin b'chol yoyim hoisa shekela shikli izov lavoidis kichovim va'at, and every single day she would go and measure shkol mazov and give it to the avoid come to the avoid zara. We had Amrit Shokola, you're telling me he was in the Zakris Tzadik 50-50. Ella, there's another schus that he also had. Achavach b'moynahaya. He was very easy when it came to money. Yes, because of the fact that he used extra monies, extra funds that he had, and he gave it to Amidacham to go and eat and to go and support them. That helps Rabbi Yisai. We shouldn't think that these things are very helpful. You get credits and that washed away half of his avers. Anyway, who's the one, by the way, when it says, Yim is Zebekoi, Zem and Bekoi, Rashi doesn't say, but some of the Mephoshim say, that's the Shokel. Zebekoi, half avers and half mitzvahs, and that's the Shokel, 50-50. But getting back to who's the one that's going to volunteer, Miyavates Achav, V'yeitze Ruach, V'yamal of Hashem, V'yamar, Ani Afatano, I'm going to go and do it, I'm going to Mimfatim. V'yam Hashem Elov, Bameh, V'yamar, he said, Eitze V'yisi Ruach, Sheker Befi Kol Neviyav. I'm going to go and collect together tons of Nevi Habal, and I'm going to convince them to go and say to Achav, nothing to worry about, you're going to come back b'shleimus from the Muhammad, everything's going to be great. So I'm going to go and tell them, Ruach Shek Rafi Kol Neviyav, that they're going to be misnabe, you'll be fine. V'yoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tofte, go ahead and do the pitui, go and incite and induce and provoke Achav to go to Muhammad. V'gam Tuchal, Tzei Vaseiken. V'gam Tuchal, you'll be successful. Go and do what you got to do. My ruach, who's that ruach that we just spoke of? It's a ruach. I'm Rabbi Yechon Ruach Yishtal Novazi Israeli, who is now taking the comma for that he had taken away his kerem and he had killed him, or he killed him and then took away the kerem. Might say, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu say Kaviyocha Tzei Vasei Kein? Might say, I'm Ravina Tzei Memchitzasi. Yes, you are now appointed to go and do this malacha, to do this avoida. However, don't come back in my mechitz any longer. Since he himself said he's going to be the ruach sheker b'fik kol nevi'ah. Oh, you're going to speak sheker. Do a good job, but don't come anymore into my dalet amos. Why? Because the vishkam liyikah. Omer papa in the yam inchi. That's why there's an expression. The parakine machrev beisei. A person parakine means he punishes the other one because of the word kine of his from the lashon of kina. He's jealous. He's upset at him. Here too, another Israeli had this tremendous kina. Not kin in the form of jealousy, but like Mekana kin of Shem Tzvokis, to be zealous to go and take revenge against him. And Itaka took revenge. He killed Achav. However, Machre Beise, he destroys his house. He destroyed his Mechitza that he was no longer accepted within the Dal Ramis of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mechitza Kaviach. Right, the Bias Achav is Asherah. Achav made the Asherah. Tiva Yosef Achav, Lassis, Lachis, Hashem, Al-Kei Yisrael, Mikol Malchi Yisrael, Asher, Hoyu Lefonim. The worst of the worst, he kept on doing worse and worse. Amr of Yoichanan, you know what else he did? Shekosav Al-Dalti Shoimrein, that Shoimrein that we spoke about before, as you enter in the entranceway, there was a big sign. What did it say in the sign? Achav Kofra Al-Kei Yisrael, Lefichach, Ein Lechele Al-Kei Yisrael. Forget about it, I was Koifer, I'm not going to have a Chelek, I'm not interested. He was only interested in the Avodah Zarah, Midbal, etc. What is this? Chaziyahu was also a king, and they captured him, and he was hiding in Shoimrein. Now, what means he was hiding in Shoimrein? Can you imagine how terrible this Chaziyahu was? He would go and take a Sefer Torah, he would go and cross out or erase Askaris, it means the shame of Hashem, and instead he would go and fill in the names of one of the Avodah Zarahs, Rachmana Litzlan. So that's why was he mischabe? Because he knew that if people would see it, they would teach him a lesson. So therefore, he didn't want anybody to see it. So he did it betzina. He went and took out Hashem's name and put in avodas kachom instead. Menashe. How did Menashe get his name? We said about Achav, right? Achav of. Here we have Menashe shenosha ko. Nosha means to forget. So nosha ko. He forgot about Hashem. Menashe. Not only did he forget, he caused others to forget. So it's a hifl, it's not just a kal. Nosha, but Hinshi caused others.
Menashe was named as one of the children of
but this Menashe.
Oh, yeah.
How do we know he doesn't come to Oilam? How do we know he doesn't come to Oilam Haba? It says Ben Shtein. Gezuntai. Ben Shtein Mesrishana Menashe B'molchai. 12 years he was when he became Melech. V'chamishim chomish shana malach b'yishloim, and he was king for 55 years. V'yas asheira kasha osa achav Melech Yisrael. So why are we telling you? You make an asheira tree. You have to tell him asheira, just like achav made an asheira tree. Ma achav in chelik haba, a menash ein lechelik loylam haba. But however, we're going to find out that Yehuda im a menash yesh lechelik haba shirim v'yispal menash el Hashem v'yet aloy. You remember the gemara that we had yesterday, that although Menashe didn't believe in tefillah, however, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him Yisurim, as well to Yisurim, he prayed to Hashem, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu therefore gave him an extension. And therefore, in later life, the Gemara is going to tell us tomorrow, look at the last line, Ma'aseh Biglal Menashe, she'asa tshuva, that he did tshuva. Okay, so that's Gemara for Sunday morning. Sunday morning, Mi'at Shem Abayisai, we're going to...